Time to chat with one of our local vets. John Mason is a vet at Orange Vet Hospital. Morning, John.
Morning, Alex. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. Now, we're going to be talking a bit about pet insurance this morning.
Yeah, that's right. A bit of a dry topic, but quite an important one.
Yes.
So that's right. Like veterinary medicine and veterinary treatment seen significant advances in the recent years, or mimicking a lot of human health advances, and that can be things like improvements in diagnostic capabilities, so things like MRI and CT scans. Can now be available for pets through specialist referral centres, things like that.
CT scans.
Absolutely.
For pets.
Yeah. Generally through specialist centres.
Of course.
And also more specialised surgical techniques, which can be available in specialist centres as well as a lot of general practices in the area. And then there's also the new drugs that are always being developed for lots of different conditions. They can be more effective medications, often safer medications, and they can be for things like skin allergies, or chronic pain conditions, arthritis condition, heart conditions, things like that. And they're all fantastic advances and progress being made. But unfortunately, with that is often costs of those medications and of those treatments, especially if things like referral to specialist centres are involved. Veterinary costs are increasing. And I think things like inflation and just the cost of living, attracting vets to regional centres, which is an ongoing
issue
and a topic for another day. And I hope all our local and federal state members, parliament representatives, keenly listening and looking to do something about that, because it really is turning into a bit of a dire situation in a lot of regional centres. So that all contributes to the costs exactly, and with that as well as animals living longer. So obviously, a lot of health conditions become more apparent when animals get older, and probably people's expectations changing a lot in the last 20 years, just in terms of I think. Everyone will probably recognise that the pets play a far more prominent place in family life these days compared to 15, 20 years ago.
And people are willing to spend more on pets because of that, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Even when I was growing up, it was, he's a dog.
Yeah.
We're probably not going to spend that much. Whereas now it's, no, he's a dog. We're going to spend as much as we need to. But it's a very big shift.
Absolutely. Very big shift in the expectations. Mm. But it's allowing those expectations to marry up to reality is sometimes where things can become very difficult in vet practice. And that's probably, apart from being on the roster to come on the ABC radio every now and then, which that's probably the hardest thing about being in vet practice, is having those difficult conversations with people when financial constraints can come into play and can then affect the treatment and the welfare of the animal. And it can make for some very, very difficult situations. And it's something that's probably not really taught that well in veterinary courses throughout Australia. There is definitely efforts to do that, but that's without a doubt the hardest thing about being a vet in private practice, is having those difficult conversations centered around cost, and that's where pet insurance can come in to play and be absolutely invaluable. Pet insurance in Australia has had its I wouldn't say difficulties, but it won a Schonke Award, I think, in 2019 from Choice.
Yeah.
And so, we probably didn't see so much of that as being sort of on the treatment side of things and stuff. But I think that obviously has affected uptake. Pet insurance is hugely uptaken in places like the UK and things like that.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of that problems with the pet insurance sort of industry prior to sort of around about 2019. Things like pre-existing conditions, the descriptions around those being pretty vague and things like that, have now been sort of rectified quite a bit. And I think there's also a lot of more competitors come into the marketplace as well.
So it's kind of like health insurance for a pet, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Like, I mean, the with the human healthcare in Australia, it's obviously heavily subsidised by the government.
Medicare
is the obvious one, but the farm.
There's no pedicare.
That's right. And the PBS is another big one too, so with the medications. And so I think it's often not obvious to a lot of people the costs that are involved with providing sort of medical services, both with the equipment and the medications and things like that. You know, radiography equipment, ultrasounds, all those sorts of equipment. There's quite a lot of capital outlay with those things, and so it does again all affect costs. And in the human healthcare system, that's all heavily subsidised. So pet insurance in Australia, there's a lot of different options. Most policies normally fall into two categories, generally sort of accident-only policies or comprehensive accident and illness cover, and some of those might include wellness programs, which can almost give you like a rebate, a bit of a discount on things like vaccinations and routine de-sexings and things like those.
Well, it's pretty thorough, isn't it?
Well, it is, and there's a lot of... Unfortunately, vets aren't... It's considered to be a financial product, so we're not allowed to sort of specifically recommend any products.
Well, that's good, because we can't do that either, so we're on the same page there.
Vets in the ABC.
More in common than you thought, John.
That's exactly right. So, but they all sort of are... There's lots of different options there. Each individual policy obviously covers different things. There can be different things like excesses and things along those lines, and co-payment options that can affect premiums. Generally, it's best to insure the animal when it's quite young. Mm-hmm. That way, they're not having to deal with the pre-existing conditions that then can't be claimed for the rest of their life. Mm-hmm. And generally, where we see the most worth with things though is covering those emergency treatments. Those unexpected things. Or those serious conditions that require referrals to specialist centres, whether it be surgery or medical problems, and then also helping with the cost of treatment for those chronic conditions that I mentioned there. So definitely something to consider. It's obviously not for everyone, but it can definitely be very, very useful.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, John, as always, appreciate having a chat with you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Alex.
That's John Mason there, who's a vet at Orange Vet Hospital, having a bit of a chat with us about, the cost of having a pet and then looking after them, and then how pet insurance can play a bit of a role in helping you out there and making sure you're not having to make really tough decisions.